Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do
not reflect those. As soon as Scotty gets in, he's
Black
here.
Media Project. So, Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And today is January the 8th. 2018. It is a Monday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that live show. And anytime, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star star. We'll see you in the queue on the board. So I'll be able to see you. And we'll definitely will bring you up if you have a question or comment. We'd love to hear from you today, okay? So, but before we get going with that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, hit the donation prompt. Very, very important, because that donation prompt is the difference between Black Talk Radio Network being on air, bringing you information that you have deemed as being necessary, and not. So if you could, let's do this campaign. Every person that's listening to Tando Radio Show, if you could, give $1 this month. $1 this month. To Black Talk Radio Network. And then next month, give $1. And there should be no, you know who you are, and you know if we're making an excuse on giving a dollar or not. If you could, just do that, and Black Talk Radio Network, and we do that the next month, every person listening the next month, if you do that, Black Talk Radio Network won't be in a financial bind that is threatening its overall existence. And don't worry about if somebody else is doing it. And my man Scotty said, make it even simpler. Give $12 one time this year. I would say still do the BTR community, or even just join BTR community for $24, every person listening. That way you have access to be a member in BTR community, $24, or give $12 for the whole year. Just $12. And then if you can find it in to do another 12, that would be great. Or if you could do the 24 and then do 12 on top of that of 36, that would be great. But every person, if you could just do $1 That would be greatly, greatly appreciated, and keep Black Talk Radio Network where it is, okay? Either join BTR Community for $24 or give $12 or give $36 to BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Network, and that way the network will be fine. And if everyone that's listening does that, Black Talk Radio Network won't have any threats to its overall existence. And that's what we want to definitely, definitely mitigate and nullify, okay? Because it's not getting any corporate sponsors. It only is it's a true grassroots organization where the only way that this thing is going to grow is if those that are partaking of its fruit decides to ensure that the roots are fed. That's the only way. So give what it is that you can. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, if you would like to be a part of the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together, BTR Community, you can go to www.btrcommunity.com and join the membership of the social media outlet for $24 a year, $24 for the whole year. Done deal. Don't have to worry about it again. And the network, you can post inside of the social media outlet, and you don't have to worry about being adversely affected. Let me just say why. Facebook is, like many other institutions, they're crowdfunding against you. They make you think that it's free, but it's actually they're crowdfunding you. And that's why Facebook is extremely wealthy while all of its participants are on there aren't. And we're engaging and giving our energy into things that's not making us any form of sovereign standing, self-determination. That is a huge, huge difference. So make sure that you are in relationships that's going to bring about generational wealth. And I just want to thank you all for the relationships that we have that are going to be doing just that. I got a call from Brother and Sister Davis just before going on the air. Made my day. Got a call from my brother Roz last week. Made my day. Talk to my man L.A. Ramon real quick. Made my day. And I didn't even really get to finish engaging with my man L.A. Ramon. Made my day. Got to talk to my man Scotty yesterday. Made my day. Because so many of you that I've met through Black Talk Radio Network, had a conversation with Yvette today. Made my day. My man Gary made my day. These are all individuals, and I could go on and on. Millie, Deborah, on and on about the different individuals and the overall generational wealth that's going to be created from those relationships. It's so, so important. It's not just monetarily. But it's incredible, and it's only going to get even deeper and stronger, especially for what's going on in the world and where we're going to be positioning ourselves. So join BTR Community, be abreast of what's happening, be aware of what's happening, and create. For those of you that are in Coins of Change, I'm going to be doing tomorrow, I'm going to be creating two videos for Coins of Change. And I have and a couple of other things with Coins of Change. And you're going to be able to go to YouTube and go to Power and Crowdfunding. The Power and Crowdfunding. Oh, no, no. It's the actual YouTube is David.W. And then subscribe there. I'm going to be doing some YouTube videos on Coins of Change. tomorrow. I'm going to do 2 YouTube videos, post them there, and just give you some more information about what's going on. So a lot of great things. Also, if you would like to be a part of our cryptocurrency crowdfunding platform known as Coins of Change, you can call into the show today, or you can email me at powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com, powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. So you could do that, and looking forward to getting some, getting you all involved in growing. And there's some things, there's a lot of people sitting on some things, and they're not going to be able to get contributions because they don't know how this platform really works. And we're going to make sure that you do, so that you all can be moving and doing a lot of good things and actually make contributions and do the things that's necessary and do the things that you want to do. So if you would like to be a part of our crowdfunding platform via Coins of Change, you can email me at powerincrowdfunding.com. powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. So definitely want to do that. Fantastic platform. We're going to be talking about some of that stuff today. Some people are doing really, really well. Some people are having more of a struggle and everything else. But, hey, it's all about how you look at things and how you approach it and what you do with it. And so want to definitely get some of that. So today's show is going to be pretty significant because I'll get to that what it's going to be. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there and make a purchase of acquire real money by cashing in some of your cash for real money, your slave wage receipt for real money, so that you can determine your overall economic direction in the future by having assets. Going to be very, very important. It's going to be part of today's show as well. So check out that as well with www.prosperitymint.com, or you can email info@prosperitymint.com to email there. Okay. Also, let me see what else. Oh, those of you who would like to be a part of the TradeCoin Club as well, you could do that. You can email me on that one in the power of crowdfunding as well at gmail.com. 1 second. So you could do that as well. Go. You can email me at powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. Okay? All right. So let's get into what's in the news at any time during the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, C-U-N-Q, and we'll bring you up. Today's show, let me get settled in here. I think you got to get off the Internet because it's – thank you. The Internet around here is so bad. And it's so slow, it'd be tearing me up. As soon as I get to go on the show, it goes boop. So here we go. Today's show of January the 8th, 2018. I have the show as The Shakedown Within the Purge. That's today's show, The Shakedown Within the Purge. And it's amazing how it all shows up all of a sudden. As soon as my internet is really, really bad. It's really, really bad here. So that's today's show. All right, so, and we're going to also jump into some other things in today's show. So what we're going to do first is let's jump into some what's in the news. First article that I posted, this was actually going to be, I'm sorry about Friday. Wasn't able to get away business-wise Friday, so wasn't able to have a show. Here's the first article. And that's going to be, we'll have to take a look at this, is from Bloomberg, how China will shake up the oil futures market. So check out that article. It says this comes from Bloomberg, and it was an article just before the end of last year. China's the world's largest oil buyer is on the verge of opening a domestic market to trade futures contracts. It's been planned for 1 year. only to encounter delays. The Shanghai International Energy Exchange, a unit of the Shanghai's Futures Exchange, where the silver and gold, physical metals of silver and gold will be traded, also known as an acronym is INE, will allow Chinese buyers to lock in on oil prices and pay in local currencies. And one of the local currencies that I think is going to be significant in this whole thing is going to be gold. And so we're going to get to that one today. Very, very important. Next article from Press TV. This is a major, 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 major story, y'all, from Press TV. And Press TV is a Iranian publication. Press TV, Iran's oil tanker burns off China's coast. Risk explosion. Officials and media reports say an Iranian tanker, which is still burning after a collision off of China's coast, faces the risk of exploding and sinking as the search continues for the missing crew, mostly Iranians. Huge, huge, huge story. We'll get to that today. Also, I got another story about it from the South China Morning Post, just to cross-reference them all. 32 missing as oil tanker collides with frigate in the East China Sea. 32 crew members of an Iranian oil tanker were reported missing after colliding with a Chinese frigate off the Chinese East Coast on Saturday night. And they said this on Sunday. So very major, major story. There's a whole lot more to it, and we're going to get into that. Next article from the OrientalReview.org. Pakistan's asymmetrical response to Trump is a clever way to flip the tables on Afghanistan. Pakistan's asymmetrical response to Trump is a clever way to flip the tables on Afghanistan. Pakistan announced that it will seek an expulsion of over 1.5 million Afghan refugees in the next 30 days and is being tactically justified by Donald Trump's tweet and channels his zero-tolerance stance towards immigration from terrorist-prone states. But it represents the employment of reverse weapons of mass migration and push Kabul closer towards the edge of collapse and subsequently and consequently filling the Taliban's ranks of supporters. Man, Pakistan pulled a fast one, but that ain't the only one that Pakistan did to fix the U.S. I mean, this thing is going to be getting bad, y'all. Here comes, this is the purge. Next article, this one comes from Truth Digs. Lies we tell ourselves. This is a critical article. Lies we tell ourselves. Life to be sure life is short, and it's sure is to be that you lose nothing, but young men think it is as we were young. Seven of my soldiers are dead. Two committed suicide. Bombs got the other two in Iraq and Afghanistan. One young man's lost three limbs. Another is paralyzed. This is a very, very powerful, powerful article. And it's so, so true. And the lies we tell ourselves. And we're going to have to really take a look at this one this week. Very, very great, great article. And it speaks more than just from the writer's perspective. It speaks volumes to the lies that we tell ourselves in our daily lives within this overall systematic paradigm of subjugation and control. So check out that article. Next article, major, major one from Cerebrally Naive Network. The CDC, and I call it the Center for Deaf and... You know, what do I call the CDC? They call the CDC Center of Deaf Control. That's right. That's what I call CDC. The CDC wants to gently prepare people for an unlikely nuclear war. And they put unlikely in parentheses. And this was on Cerebrally Naive Network. For you diehard, loyal Democrats, that's your favorite CNN. But I call it the Cerebral Naive Network. The CDC is holding a session January the 16th to discuss personal safety measures and training of response teams on a federal, state, local level to prepare for nuclear detonation. The meeting and part of the agency's monthly public health grand rounds will include presentations like preparing for the unthinkable and roadmaps to radiation preparedness. And it will be held at the CDC's, the Center for Death Control headquarters in Atlanta. So we're going to have to touch on this very, very. The whole system is telling you what's happening here. Hopefully you are preparing yourselves accordingly. Next article from oilprice.com. Iranian crisis could send oil to $100. Despite several warnings from the analysts that the oil prices would fall in the new year, oil prices have stayed firmly above $60 thanks to geopolitical tensions, and they're probably about to go up even more, ladies and gentlemen, because this war starts. It's going to be real. Next article from the South China Morning Post, where China's top leaders will hide to survive nuclear fallout. A nuclear bunker for Chinese top leaders and their subordinates, troops, and staff is built within the world's most deeply buried limestone crust cave that extends more than 2 kilometers underground. Check out that article. If we have time, we will. Very, very telling. A lot of things going on. Next article from Oil Price. Europe becomes the victim of Russia's newest oil strategy. Check out that article. Next article. This comes from Axis. Steve Bannon sends apology to Trump. And so check out that article. It has everything to do with the purge that's going on. Next article, got this one from the South China Morning Post. Is North Korea's Kim serious about peace or just playing everybody again? North Korean leader, celebrity figurehead North Korean leader Kim Jong-un begun the new year with a speech in which he threatened all of the mainland of the United States with nuclear war, while at the same time offering South Korea an olive branch, suggesting to send a delegation to the upcoming South Korea Winter Olympics, which begin on February the 9th. You should know when that begins, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important article. Next article from Press TV. Two Koreas set for the first official talks in 2 years. The two Koreas are preparing to hold their first round of formal talks in almost 2 years at the Border Village on next month's Winter Olympics, among others. Issues of bilateral interest. Delegates from both sides are scheduled to meet at the Truce Village. Man, I'm going to tell y'all, has a lot to do with today's show. Other people are about to get mad about that and disrail that, and the actions have already taken place. Next article from OrientalReview.org. Pence anti-Pakistani declaration could unite the Golden Circle. The celebrity figurehead American vice president said that Trump had put Pakistan on notice with recent unveiling security strategy employing exacting the same language that had earlier been used against the U.S. Hatred, Iranian rival, and strongly implying that Islamabad might be the next member in an expanded axis of evil. You know what that means? They plan on engaging Pakistan. Well, Pakistan got nukes, y'all, and they will definitely use them. So check this. Let me finish this. Even though that this may tremendously backfire against the American interests of his multi-rival institutionalized their corporate thoughts through the Golden Circle in response. Whole world. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge. Next article. This comes from Press TV. No turnaround with North Korea. celebrity figurehead, UN ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says there is no turnaround in president and celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump's policy towards North Korea after her boss appears to soften his stance, especially willingness to talk with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Next article. This is from Business Insider. There could soon be a new way to bet on Bitcoin, and it promises to be even a wilder ride than the cryptocurrencies. New York Stock Exchange is looking to list a number of funds linked to Bitcoin futures on the New York Stock Exchange. The leverage ETFs, which will go long and short, with multiple spine tingling velocity of Bitcoin. Some could produce exposures in exposing investors to more risk. This is the whole setup. This is the system trying to do to the crypto space what is done to the silver and gold market. And they're going to try it a little bit different. The setup is in, and it is going to be crazy. So we need to be talking about that. Very, very important article there. There could be soon a new way to bet on Bitcoin, and it promised to be an even wilder ride than the cryptocurrency. Next article, very, very telling from South China Morning Post. Taiwan brands China's aviation routes to Taiwan straight irresponsible. The whole world is setting up for this war, ladies and gentlemen. Next article from Press TV. Iran says that Saudi Arabia, U.S., Israel fanning flames of regional crises. Iran says Saudi Arabia, the United States, and Israel are fanning the flames of regional crisis through intervention policies and invasive actions. Foreign Minister Mohammed made the remarks in an address to Tehran's security conference on Monday. Once again, the purge, ladies and gentlemen, the war is going to be taking off, and we're going to be taking a look at some of that stuff. You need to know these things. Next article, this is from Futurist. The age of automation. Can we prevent joblessness? Robots have replaced humans in 25% of China's ammunition factories. China is one country leading the charge when it comes to embracing robotics and artificial intelligence. Last year, the country saw the first robotic dentist successfully operate on a patient, and there was a plan to build an unmanned and there are still plans to build unmanned, all-powered police stations in capital cities. So check that out. And I think that this is far more than what other people do, and I think sometimes we let the movies really take us too far out from some real, real realities. One of the things I see about the age of automation is because, as you know, as they go through the overall war paradigm and the depopulation, is going to give the overall system even more control with the few amount of people that will be on the planet. And so this is just a part of, robotics have always been a part of the everyday lifestyle, but it's going to be changing in a much different way, having a more profound footprint. But believe me, after the overall, as they've done so many other depopulation programs, the overall emphasis for the everyday person will give a perceived quality of life increase, but that's not what the system is really going to be producing, is because it will have even more control. This is a big, big setup. It tells you how close it is to depopulation with these automated tools, and you're going to have so many robots, and a lot of people say there won't be any jobs for people. Well, the system has a plan for that. They don't plan on any people being around, so then there'll be plenty of things for people to be doing. So it's all a part of the program, and this has been done before, and it's a repeat of the past in just a different fashion. Next article from Sputnik News. Pakistan may block, huge story. Listen to this. Pakistan may block supply path U.S. troops use to reach Afghanistan. Boom. Pakistani authorities are considering the option of blocking supplies of U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan through its territory amidst the diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and Washington, media reports said on Monday. On January 1st, the U.S. celebrity figurehead Trump accused Islamabad as providing safe havens to the terrorists despite multi-billion U.S. assistance to Pakistan. Do you see what that is, ladies and gentlemen? This war is really going to be cut off, and the young people that will be fighting is going to be cut off outside of this country, and they're not going to be able to come back. Pakistan is going to cut off the supply route, and that's very critical. Very critical to the overall, not just Afghanistan, but the overall, all of the trade routes within the Middle East, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, that is all going to be played, come into play. Setup is here. It's going to happen. Huge, huge, huge move. Next article from CNBC. Criminals, nothing but criminals. North Korea may suddenly want to talk because of how powerful it has become. A part of it, yes. Very, very true. I don't know if you all have seen the capital city, Pyongyang, in North Korea. Should take a look at it. A lot of the propaganda that people get told about different places in the world is not always true. I don't know. I've never been to North Korea. Don't have no plans or intentions to be going. And I got very few plans and intentions to be going to a lot of places in the United States because it'd be just like being in North Korea soon enough. And so, but if you haven't, check out, do a little research. You'll be surprised about a lot of different things. I'm not condoning, I'm not saying this is regime, that regime. All of these governments are all equally worthless. They are all in one big fraternity against us all. But check it out. But this article is critical. North Korea may suddenly want to talk because because of how powerful it has become. The key thing to watch is whether or not there is a second round of talks, says Farvel, who was a member of the board of directors of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations. Certainly not very much can be resolved in one meeting. This is a very, very important article. I would love to get in this, and this is, in my estimation, is not. North Korea actually brings a lot of stability to Russia and to China by them being nuclear and also by unifying the overall Koreas. When that happens, that overall corridor, that overall area of the world will be the new crown jewel of commerce. But I do see in the future that there will be a war between possibly Russia and China after. And one of the staging places that is going to be fought, and I believe will be here in the States, because the anti-states of America will already have played out. The empire of the United States is gone and is not going to return for a very, 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 very long time. It will return because it is the same empire of the past. So, but it's going to have a different, it's going to have a shape shift. It's going to shape shift. System is going to use it for its overall beneficial good. So check out that article. Very, very telling. Next article from Sputnik News. Duck cover from North Korea. U.S. agencies to issue new nuke attack guidelines. So if y'all remember, some people here remember that from the 70s, 60s, and everything else. I don't remember. I remember a little bit of this as a child. I remember this. We used to have to do this crap. So, but this is being picked back up. This is what the system is telling everyone to be preparing for this, because I definitely think it's going to be useful. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted this from criminals. This is from CBS News, and this is going to be, let's see what this one, this is going to be, okay, I got it. Criminals BS News, that's what that one is. CBS News is criminal BS News. So, great one there, my man L.A. Ramon, that's what we're going to call them. Okay, Russian warplanes in Syria. These are the planes Russia is using to wage war in Syria. Check out that article. Great article. L.A. Ramon. Next article. Rise posted this one from Scope New Yanking Times. Yeah, they did like to yank you around. From the New York Times, as we call this one, the new Yank My Times. So Trump administration says that nearly 2,000 Salvadorians must leave. Excuse me, 200,000 Salvadorians must leave. Los Angeles, nearly 200,000 people from El Salvador who have been allowed to live in the United States for more than a decade must leave the country, government officials announced on Monday. It is the Trump administration's latest reversal of U.S. of the years of immigration and policies on one of the most, wow, this is crazy. Boy, it is definitely going to cause some major, major fights. So check out that article. You're going to try to kick out 200,000 people? Good luck with that. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. This was from medicalexpress.com. And Rye says, don't do it, folks. Population control 101. Male birth control gel to go into trial. Yeah. Follow Rye's advice, y'all. Follow Rye's advice. So check out those articles, that what's there, what's in the news. So what we're going to do is that we are going to get ready for today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, let me just take a look to see if we have any callers in queue. Big ups to everyone that's in queue. Yeah, we got a couple of people in queue. We're going to get this started. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So what we're going to do is, just before we get into the rest of the show, we just got into what's in the news, and then we'll jump into today's show. But we got my man T out of NYC that wanted to chime in real quick. T, you there?
Peace, Dave. What's good, brother?
Peace, my brother. How you feeling?
How you doing, man? I'm doing pretty good.
I'm doing good, man.
I did have
feeling a whole lot better.
You sound like you're coming over a cold. I know it's been cold down there, man. They've been stepping their weather manipulation up across the country. They have something
they
to
have.
Say about the articles you read. The Chinese have a serious advantage when it's going to come to automated artificial intelligence because the way that they do the automation is they study people. And United States, of course, everyone knows your phone, everything is studying you. All the social media and stuff is studying you. Now imagine China, who has a pool of 1.5 billion people to study, as opposed to 300 million people like the United States. So they have a huge advantage as far as just their sheer population on gathering information. And of course, the more information you can gather, the smarter your artificial intelligence will become. So North Korea, I watched a documentary on them. I was very impressed.
Hey, Thomas, before you go into the next thing, you know what I would love for you to do, man? I would love for you to do a show on AI.
Okay, I'll do the best I can.
Well, as sometimes, just to give some people some perspective of how this automation is being used, and just some of the history of it and everything else. If if you could, man, that would be really, really good. We could do it together, but I think that would be really, really beneficial to folks and to see where some of this is going, because I really don't like it, man. They really, they're going to be locking people out of their houses with these smart homes and smart apartments and cars and everything else, man. They got everybody right where they're setting them up to be.
Hey, Dave. Greetings absolutely. To Thomas.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, greetings to you, Thomas. I have a question for both you and Dave. I saw that article as well. It was posted in BTR Community. I don't know if Dave. Yeah, I saw it on Dave's thread. That's right, on Fortando Radio. That's where I saw that. So I looked at that. Now, I used to work with a woman, two women actually, from China, who worked in this lab for this corporation I used to work for. They were from China. They were Chinese immigrants on one of them work visas or whatnot. So I asked, I'm always interested in hearing people about how things really are, where they live, get their perspective, where they come from, because as been stated, we have to get everything through the filter of what I'm going to call white supremacist media. And so, but anyway, so I asked both of them, I said, how is things in China? I heard that all your needs are taken care of, like free health care. Of course, public education is free and all that sort of stuff. And so, again, I don't know this lady's worldview nor her politics or what have you. But she told me people in China was lazy, saying that like they get monthly checks or something like that. Like some kind of stipend every month. And she said, in her opinion, it made people lazy and not want to, I guess push themselves to achieve, like people are taught to here in the United States to become millionaires so you can have all these trinkets and live better than other people. That seemed to be the perspective she was coming from. Now, let me tie this to this video. Now, let's say China automates everything to the point that you need very minimum human labor. Would that be such a bad thing if the government is taking care of all your needs? Because again, if you're going to do all this automation, then that means that you're putting a lot of people out of work. And so what does that society look like? Are they going to be giving up a monthly living stipend and then also encouraged to, let's say, pursue the humanities or the arts, higher level of thinking? Y'all guys, thoughts on that?
Go ahead, Thomas.
I think that China is one of the main places slated for depopulation in the immediate future. I'm looking at their technology and how they're so dedicated to creating technology that will eliminate people. And for them to have so many people, they have to depopulate their population. So I'm looking at them making deals to bring in the GMO seeds now. Syngenta, they just purchased. So I think that they're like Africa, they're being slated for depopulation. The people just don't know it yet.
Yeah, for me, and I think it's a great, great thing from Scotty. I actually talked to a gentleman that just came, that actually had lived in the States, moved to China, was living there for years, and was talking to him, and he absolutely loved it. And he just gave the different reasons why, and it's different perspectives from the people that I've known that have been to China from working or as tourists, different perspectives, different things. But I definitely think that with the automation is that I think China is critical, because one of the things that China, I think, is going to be doing is mass producing a lot of the automation or the AI intelligence that's going to be sold throughout the world. I think they're going to be doing that after the war breaks out. And when the war breaks out, China comes away with as being one of the biggest winners of that war. And then they will go into treaties with Korea. And notice I didn't say North or South Korea. It would be Korea, because it will be reunified. And they will have economic pacts and sending the artificial intelligence or the automation all over the world. I do see that the depopulation is definitely going to happen globally, and the impact of that is going to be huge. I definitely see that other parts of the world will take the biggest population impact, and I'll tell you right now, the United States will probably be the biggest, the largest country, or former first world country that is going to go from first world to fifth world country, because there will be also from the depopulation here in the States, and because the United States will lose its from being the untied states of America, so there will be different states that will no longer be a part of the Union. And that automation and the rebuild of the war, and the rebuilding from the war globally, is going, they're going to have to rebuild all of the infrastructure. This is why they're pushing this one world, one road, one belt, or the new Silk Roads, which is going to have strong ties into the continent of Africa and the in South America. And so I think that, you know, the setup is that because China does have so many people, that one of the things that the overall economy realizes is that that's where they want to make the new beacon of freedom to come out of. And I can see the one lady saying that the people are being taken care of by the government. I never see that as a good thing at all. And I think it's dangerous. One of the dangerous things also is that China has a large population of engineers that can't find jobs there. So it's that whole thing is going to come into play. So I could definitely see China being a force economically going forward, probably the premier economic force, because of the China Sea, the trade that goes through the South China Sea. Trade is critical in all forming of empires. And so they're definitely, and I could see them going into a war with Russia, you know, maybe, you know, 20, 30 years or 40 years after the untying of the United States. So it's just, you know, that's just my perspective, because that area, because of the ASEAN nations and all of the influences of the future, that area is not going to be subordinate to anyone. It's too critical to the system because of how many people are there. And so because of that, it's just like the former past. There were so many people coming to the United States and everything else that made them the setup for the beacon of freedom going forward, in which you had the overall Bretton Woods decision to make the United States the premier empire. Because of that, now all of that, everything is going eastward, and it's, they're following the same game plan. So that's just what I see. Could be wrong, but you know, that's what I see, and I see that there's some real gravity, some real traction in that direction, for, you know, and it's what we really need to be aware of. Because just because the untied states of America that you have known does not mean that you have the opportunity to lose everything. It actually could give you opportunities that you would otherwise not have had if you hadn't prepared. So preparing for it is very, very critical. So that's just my thoughts. We got Brother Davis in queue as well. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Yeah, but I want to add something else. I mean, we must not think for 1 minute, when we look at the analyzation, that China has overlooked the aspect that it is a communist country. They have not changed that dynamic. And for those of you who don't know, they have whole cities built in China that people don't even occupy yet. So their planning,
yes,
is, their planning is far ahead of our perception. A perfect example is right now, do you realize the largest indigenous people born in Africa are of mixed heritage, of Chinese-African heritage? So there is definitely a plan on the table for them seeing themselves as a world power. But even if that is the case, and that is the dynamic, they're keeping themselves laws are common in this country for a reason. So that means they're going to take care of their people. So even as they spread out, they're not going to, like they're doing in Africa right now. As they build in Africa, they're sending Chinese people over to build. They're not using the indigenous labor there because they don't want to train them. Because if you train them, right, they empower them. So we want to keep all these weird things in mind, because if there's things begin to unravel, it may not be exactly as we talk about here at 10 or radio. But we want you to know that these are on the lines of your thought process when you see this transformation. You as OJ of a 10 talked about that, oh, a year ago or so. But the only thing we're trying to do is let the family realize that although these things are coming, we could still position ourselves so that it will be as easy an adjustment as possible. I just wanted to add that, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said, Thomas. Well said, Brother Davis. Well stated, Scotty. Yeah, go ahead, Thomas.
I did want to add on a couple more things. North Korea. And, you know, I watched the documentary on them. I think it came on CNN. And I was so impressed. And I think I called Roz up and told him, man, like, they had a whole area, like, you know, I don't know how many square miles. And he decided that he was going to build a city dedicated to his father and make it the best city in Asia. And he gave them, like, 6 months to build this city, put everyone to work in the whole country, the army was over everyone, but they built this entire city. I mean, I say it looks like Philadelphia or Houston, you know, like building skyscrapers in 6 months. I mean, they did it, and I was so impressed, man. They have their own technology sector. They have their own iPhones, you know, their premium phones with their own little writing and their brands. But I mean, don't forget they share the country with South Korea, you know, which is Samsung, so their quality of technology was right on par. And they even had their own religion. And their religion, it was a rainy day, stormy night, and, you know, it was a great flood that came, and their leader was born, the Kim Jong, the first one. And he was able to survive the flood. And it was pretty much their own Jesus Christ narrative based on their leaders. I was very impressed with what I saw. I don't think that they're uncivilized people at all. They seem very civilized. They just have the old way of doing things. Also, I wanted to know if you were familiar with graphene and if you knew anything about graphite.
I missed that. I couldn't hear that. The graphite?
Graphite and I was seeing now that they're coming out with graphene, and this is a huge thing that's coming out in Korea, because Samsung just was able to put the graphene into the battery, and it's going to replace the lithium-ion mm-hmm. battery with graphene. But graphene is stronger than steel. It's more flexible than rubber. I mean, this is what they're going to have to use to get out of space and everything. This is a super thing, but it's coming from this chemical of this compound called graphite, which seems to be a natural rock. I wasn't sure if it was a precious metal or what, but if you were familiar with it or not.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a precious metal. No, it's an indigenous ore within. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. Great comments, Thomas. And just to go back before we go to the graphic, what Thomas was saying about North Korea, man, I wish I would have saw that actual documentary, but phenomenal stuff that goes on in the Korea. North Korea is loaded with rare earth elements. Loaded with it. And they're also loaded with silver. They have a large deposit of silver. They have a deposit of they have gold. They have a deposit of rhodium, but a large deposit of silver. Large deposit of silver. That's one of the reasons that you don't hear about them. That's one of the reasons why, in my opinion, China has always been a staunch defender of North Korea as relationships because of that. China was the last nation to come off of the so-called silver standard, which never really happened in the United States or anything else. But very, very well, the silver window last was to close the silver window, which is true. So it's their overall capability and what will happen when they unify the Koreas, forget about it. Forget about it. So, very, very tough. And then what my man Thomas was talking about with graphite, I believe he was saying. No, I'm not familiar with that, but I'm not surprised by it with the lithium, with replacing lithium batteries and replacing other things with it. I'm not surprised about it at all. And I need to do some research on that because that sounds really, really interesting.
I want you to look that up, graphene. And this
graphene.
Is going to replace everything. It's going to replace glass. It's going to replace, you could make bone out of this. You could make anything out of this graphene. And it's funny, I only chimed back in because I looked up the companies that produce this graphene, and it's 11, and 6 of them is in South Korea. And I said, wow, you know, that's amazing. I don't know why they're able to produce it. But this thing here, this is going to be the biggest material ever made. You know, this is going to be the biggest thing since crack. I mean, this is going to be huge, this graphene, man. It conducts electricity. You can run batteries through it. You can run computer. It's going to replace the silicone in the computer. It's going to be huge. If whoever has a jump on this market, it's going to be in there big time.
Man, I'm really, really... graphene. Okay, so I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna look up graphene. Definitely need to. I'm gonna look for that. Yeah, go ahead. Definitely, Brother Davis. While I'm looking at this, go ahead.
This is this material that actually is an energy source that could be shaped to fit almost any energy supply, from gas to electric. I'm not sure of all of the dynamics about it, but they say it will change the energy industry as we know it completely. And one of the things that the brother mentioned that caught my attention, and I really couldn't recall the name of it, but when it first came out, it was so hush-hush that people were buying into the source instead of the manufacturers because they just want to be a part of whatever this transformation is. But it's supposed to be real huge. I had some information on it. I just misplaced it. I had it before the holidays, actually. I mentioned it someplace, and I was doing some research on it, but I just kind of misplaced my notes. But the brother is absolutely right, and this is literally, it can be modified in a number of different ways. That's what gives it so much flexibility. It's going to be interesting, though. I just wanted to add that real quick because I can identify with exactly what he's saying.
Yes, I have never ever seen this graphene before. Graphene. So yeah, I'm going to definitely take a look at it and look at it because I've heard of things of what Thomas and Brother Davis had described, but I never knew it was graphene at all. So I'm definitely interested in this and see what's up with this graphene. And what it is. So, and its possibilities are phenomenal on that. So I'm definitely, I got it. So I'm definitely going to take a look at this. That's why I love Candle Radio Show listeners.
A paper thin piece. It's bulletproof. It's cut proof. You know, like it's
yeah, I see the honeycomb. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
It's shaped like a beehive. Yeah, it's crazy. And like I said,
and that's strength.
You could fold it up and then open it, and that's your iPad. It's just that clear piece of thing that's shaped like a beehive. You want all the electronics through it. It's amazing, man. I see this in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Man, big ups, always. Much love, much respect. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Love that commercial. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to get into today's show. If you'd like to get in after, let me just go over some things and then give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. Once we open it up for comments and questions, we'll definitely do that. So, let's jump into today's show. Very, very important show, in my estimations. Is today's show is, if this will cooperate with me. All right, one second. Today's show is the shakedown within the purge. Now, I wanted to say that because the rest of the world is purging itself of the United States and is going to shake itself into position globally throughout the world. And it's even an afterthought about the United States. I know you heard everything and talked about how great the United States was and everything else. Well, the truth is much stranger than fiction. So. We have to, did I say that right? I sure did. Okay. Just, you know, sometimes I make little mistakes and stuff, and I'd be like tripping. I'd be meaning something, be thinking too fast, talking faster than I'd be thinking faster than I talk. Okay, so the rest of the world is positioning itself for the new paradigm of subjugation, and it is going to be one off of assets, and it actually, the system is going to be coming out of the debt-based economy, and the debt-based economy, as bad as we thought it was, when it moves into an asset-based economy is far, far worse than a debt system is. And because if you don't have any assets, you become somebody's asset, far more than in a debt-based economy. And so there's two articles that are very, very telling, and then we wanted to talk about this crypto space real quick as to why you need to be doing this and how this plays, and give you my opinion. Now, the first article is from Bloomberg. How will China shake up the oil futures market? Very, very important. There's an article. Here's the article. Real quick, I'm going to run over it. Really quickly. China is the world's largest oil buyer and on the verge of opening a domestic market for trading futures contracts, and being planned for one for years, only to encounter delays. The Shanghai International Energy Exchange, a unit of the Shanghai Futures Exchange, which also has the Shanghai Gold Exchange and the Shanghai Silver Exchange inside of that, will be known by the acronym of INE, and will allow China buyers to lock in future oil prices and pay in local currencies. See the significance of there? First part of the article, China is the world's largest oil buyer. And then in this one, it says the key is to lock in oil prices, and pay in their local currency. What is that? Why is that? Because the U.S. dollar is no longer significant or even relevant. Yes, it's still there. It's there. But nobody wants it. Nobody cares. It has no overall command of the market. As foreign traders will be allowed to invest. A first for China's commodity market, because the exchange is registered at the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. There are no implications for the U.S. dollar being well-established role as the global currency of the oil market. There are implications for the U.S. dollar's well-established role as the global currency of the oil market. But before we go any further, what are they saying there? All of the will be done in local currencies. meaning there is no U.S. dollar as a reserve currency anymore. And foreigners will be allowed to invest, a first for China's commodity markets. Why? Because that will be the overall market maker. So they'll have to have the rest of the world coming there. Let me just pick up from there. Okay. Number one, when will trading begin? According to the Shanghai-based news portal, which cited an unidentified person from the futures company, trading is expected to start January the 18th. Multiple rounds of testings have been carried out, and all listings requirements were met. The State Council of China's cabinet was said to have been given the approval in December, one of the final regulatory hurdles. The push for the oil futures markets to gain infancy in 2017, when China surpassed the U.S. as the world's biggest crude importer. Number two, why is this important for China? First, trading will wrestle some control over pricing from mainland international benchmarks. That's a politically correct way to say they're going to snatch stuff from the U.S., which are based on dollars. Denominated oil contracts in yens will promote the use of China's currency in a global trade, one of China's key long-term goals, and China will benefit from having a benchmark that reflects the grade of oil that mostly consumed by local refineries and different from those underpinning Western contracts. Basically, why is this important for China? Because they stomped out the U.S. already. They're already the number one economy. And they've been the number one economy for a long time. So if you're the number one economy, you do what? You dictate policy. Number two, how do oil futures work? Oil futures contracts fix price today for delivery at a later time. Consumers use them to protect against higher price down the line. Speculators use them to bet on where prices are headed. In 2017, oil futures contracts in New York and London outstripped physical trading by a factor of 23. Oil is among the most active trading commodities with two key factor benchmarks. West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, which trades on the New York Mercantile Exchange, and Brent Crude, which trades on the ICE futures market in Europe, in London. So all of that is going to be totally destroyed and set up by China now. Why did China begin trading futures market until now? Lower crude prices have played a part. Chinese oil futures proposed in 2012 followed a spike above $100 a barrel, but prices in 2017 averaged a little more than $50 a barrel. See, this is why they didn't want to do it then. Guess where oil prices is going, ladies and gentlemen? It's going to sky high, especially when you have a war. Critical. So what is basically being said here? China is taking over. I don't want to go over all of this. We will later on because it's some critical parts. I think I got time. Let me go through it real quick. Number five, what China's track records in commodities? Nickel was the largest commodity to be listed in 2015. Within 6 weeks of trading in Shanghai, surpassed the benchmark on the London's Metal Exchange, or the LME in China. Speculators play for a far greater role, boosting trade volume by making markets speculations to volatility. In early 2016, the then head of the LME was said to possibly use some Chinese trader, but didn't know that when they were trading, the investors piled into everything from steel reinforced bar to iron ore. Steep price rises relented when China intervened in tightening trading rules, higher fees, and shorter trading hours. Number six, were foreigners buy Chinese oil futures? Of course. They won't have no choice. That remains to be seen. Bull. No, it's true. Overseas oil producers and traders will need to swallow not just Chinese percentages of a current market interval, but also its capital controls. Restrictions on moving money in and out of the country have been tightened by the past 2 years after a shock devaluation of the yuan into Alvin 16, propping a surge in money leaving the mainland. Similarly, hurdling has kept foreign investors as bit players in China's giant stock and bond market. It's not going to be a problem in the future. They're going to have to, because they're going to stomp out the overall U.S.-led OPEC nations. It's going to be broken. Could the yuan challenge the dollar's dominance in oil? Not anytime too soon. If you believe that, Joy, guess you believe you free. This ain't no free state. It's a pay state. Not anytime soon, since paying for oil in dollars is an entrenched practice. No, it's not. According to some, it's already been broken, ladies and gentlemen. Don't believe this stuff. This will get you hurt. According to some analysts, head of MicroStrategies at Dubai, leading Emirates, NBD, says it makes sense in the long run to transition into yuans because China is the key market, but will likely take years. Bloomberg's columnist David Frankly agrees that China doesn't have nearly the influence in the oil market needed to carry out such a coup. On the other hand, paying in yuan for oil could become a part of the President Jinping's One Belt, One Road initiative to develop ties across Eurasia, including the Middle East. Chinese participants in Saudi Akramun planning initial public offering could help sway Saudi opinion towards accepting yuan. Already been done. Now, here's the critical part of that. A lot was laid out. Here's a critical part of that. Over the weekend, there was an Iranian oil tanker that actually was said to have collided into a Chinese frigate. But some of the story about this overall tanker, Iranian tanker, was this, is that it wasn't hit with a frigate. It was actually hit with a torpedo. Remember during the over so-called holiday break, Christmas holiday break and everything, there was two tankers, Chinese tankers, that were seized by North Korea for bringing oil to North Korea. And an Iranian tanker was there delivering oil to North Korea as well. So what does the U.S. do? They sink it. They torpedo it, is what is being said. Now, could that have happened? Heck yeah. Do I think it happened? Heck yeah. It's no coincidence. Remember, they had all these stagings of different vessels running into naval ships. So then they plant a seed in your mind so that when they do something, they could easily blame it on, oh, that's been happening for a while now. No, there's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen. This thing was torpedoed, in my opinion. And this is some of the major events. Who was the oil tanker? Iran. What is going on in Iran? The coup and the destabilization and the overall war there is full-fledged now, pretty much. He already said they wanted to start to kill Iranian Republican Guard generals. The U.S. has given Israel the green light to do it, too. So now, you got oil going to, with the U.S. is considering illegal oil going to North Korea. So what are they doing? They're starting to sink the ships. Oh, there's going to be a reprise in a response to this. Here's the article. Officials and media reports say an Iranian tanker, which is still burning after colliding off China's coast, faced the risk of exploding and sinking as the search continues for the missing crew. The Sanchi tanker run by Iranian top oil shipping operator burst into flames on Saturday evening after colliding with a CF Crystal. About 160 nautical miles off the coast of China near Shanghai and at the mouth of the Yangtze River Delta. The U.S. Korean Coast Guard and Chinese state broadcast said that the tanker was still ablaze on Monday morning. According to China's transportation ministry, the burning vessel is in danger of exploding or sinking. Meanwhile, search and cleanup efforts have been hampered by fierce fires, poisonous gas, and completely consumed the tanker around the surrounding waters. So far, the bodies of only two of the 32 missing crews, 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshians, have been recovered. Mohammed Rasted, head of the Iranian Ports and Maritime Organization, has quoted by the Iranian media saying that the bodies have been sent to Shanghai for identification. China state media reported on Monday that the vessel from three countries, China, South Korea, and the U.S., were searching for the remaining crew members. Chinese authorities dispatched the ships to clean the oil caused by the accident, and the scale of which is not known. All 21 Chinese crew members of the Crystal, which have been carried grain from the United States to China, were rescued. It was not immediately clear what caused the collision. Yet another oil tanker owned by a national Iranian tanker collided with a Swiss container ship in Singapore Strait, damaging both ships, causing no injuries or spills. So I would say, in my estimation, nope. The overall scuttlebutt reports of this thing being actually hit with a torpedo is more feasibly, probably accurate than anything else. And I'm telling you, as we move into further along towards the Olympics, the overall war is going to make itself fully, fully engaged. You got an Iranian tanker off the coast of China near Korea. Guess what that oil tanker was doing there? It was delivering oil to North Korea. Probably. And so, somebody has taken upon itself to send a message, and then someone is going to have a response. And I wouldn't be surprised what that response will be. So watch as these Olympics start to unfold, and this is, in my opinion, is huge. It's huge, and it's no coincidence, because now you have the U.S. already engaged. The whole region is preparing for war, and here's why this is so important. You're going to see more oil tankers get hit, and then as soon as one oil tanker is hit by way of a military action, you can forget about oil being transported anywhere in the world. So what is that going to do to your overall prices? Skyrocket. What is that going to do to your cost of living? Skyrocket. Oil won't be moving. And that is going to bring about some major, major economic problems. And this is why we want to prepare, because you're not going to get this type of news from other places that brings you this stuff. Very, very. That whole region is preparing for war, because it's already at war. And they're not going to just allow that war to be on the doorsteps of China, the Korean Peninsula, and Russia. They're going to bring that to the Gulf of Mexico, off the coast of Pacific Rim, and off the Atlantic Shelf, and within the overall continental borders of known as the United States of America. And when it does, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be thoroughly, thoroughly ready. This is going to affect food. This is going to affect everything, supplies. And this is why they're giving, this is why I put in these articles. The crisis, the Iranian oil price came out, I mean, oilprice.com came out. Iranian crisis could send oil to $100 a barrel. How about $400 a barrel? Because there won't be any oil ships that will be have insurance. You can't insure war, ladies and gentlemen. Your life or your vessel. This is why the system loves it. It's the most effective, efficient way to gather and redispense controlling influence of wealth gathering. Excuse me, the controlling influence in gathering of wealth. Huge. And this is just the start. The oil is one of the key things that's going to start this whole thing. And I can see from the Middle East to Libya, look at where all the oil major is totally destabilized pretty much everywhere. There's very, very few oil-producing countries that are not engulfed in geopolitical turmoil. Why? Because that's going to be the preferred method of war. Now, here's what I want to say to you all. This is only going to grow. It's going to grow over in Pakistan and India, China and India's borders. It's going to grow in Central America. Is going to grow in 200,000 El Salvadorians. Come on, man. You crazy? Then South America and Venezuela, an OPEC country. All of this is going to blow up. And when it does, most people here aren't going to be ready, but CDC is going to give a little pamphlet and say, get underneath your little cardboard table and prepare for a nuclear strike. While the rest of the world has been knowing about this and been preparing for it for quite some time, they're going to be far, far better off. I definitely think during the Olympics, major, major events is going to happen, and you need to be watching it. I would definitely say for all of you, get in the coins of change, get cryptocurrencies, because then after the Olympics and as February turns into March, you probably want to leverage those cryptos and the overall gains that will have been made from that into real assets before it goes kaboom. Gain as much as you possibly can, because this is an opportunity. I'm going to tell you, cryptocurrencies right now, today was a day that it went down a whole lot. It's going to be going up from here, in my opinion, up until how the overall war paradigm starts to play out in the beginning of the end of the first quarter or the middle part of the first quarter of 2018. And you want to have gained as much leverage in that as you possibly can, because I think that may be one of the last uninterrupted opportunity to acquire resources. Because Iran has just been hit helping North Korea. You know what Iran and North Korea have? They both have nukes, and they both have a sizable counter cyber intelligence or cyber warfare units. Some of the best in the world, along with the U.S. and Israel, Russia and China. And that is going to be the preferred method or tool of war, because it allows all of the infrastructure to stay in the place while you have the biggest die-off of collateral damage. The whole stage is being set. Where else were you finding this? You're not really going to find this anywhere else. And I would just want you, I would really sincerely think that it's in your best interest to be thoroughly prepared. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, just give a couple of more things. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to be happening, what you should be doing, why you should be doing. If you have any questions or comments, we'll go straight to you after that. We'll go to questions and comments a little bit early. I just want to get this out because it's very, very telling. I got my man Roz that's there. And so we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today's show, The Shakedown Within the Purge. Here's the shakedown that I think that I'm seeing is going to happen, is that right now, North Korea and South Korea is going to start their overall talks. There's going to probably be some headway that's going to be made, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, you're going to have an instigating fight that will happen. And who will generate that? Who has the best interest in that? Because if the Koreas come together right now, the U.S. is completely done. Completely. Even before a overall economic or military confrontation, completely done. So I definitely see that as the overall negotiations between the Koreas come together and they start to see their common ground and start to see, we don't have to, you know, use this instigator on this side and that side anymore. We can come together. Done deal. There will be a major, major event that will happen. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. It won't be what you really think. They may even have something happen here and get into it right away. What is South Korea going to do? Say, no, they're not engaging with it when all of the overall military hardware is already in country? You got no choice. The enemy from within. And for those of you that are here in the States, as you start to watch this, you should be moving what gains that you have that will be made in the cryptocurrency space, move those into assets immediately. If you could take $25 or $100 and turn that into $2,000 worth of cash that you can then turn into $2,000 worth of goods that you could bring into your family, you would be slipping and remiss, and you would actually, it would be in your fiduciary obligations to do that to your family, for your family. Because as this thing starts, when this thing goes, all shipping is going to stop. The Baltic dry dock is not even moved. It's so low, it's ridiculous. Goods is not being moved. Have you noticed it? They're getting less and less goods here in the States. Have you noticed it in the stores? Sure you have. Think about 3 years ago to now. Look at your overall access to goods. It's more and more difficult. And they're going to hide it as much as possible until they snap the trap. And it's not just food, it's all forms of goods. All forms of goods. Purposely being done. Leverage this correctly. Use this to your advantage while you know. And if it doesn't go, so what? You still win. Gives you more opportunity. Because time is of the essence, because it is not much time that's left. And there's so many people that aren't prepared and ready for what's coming and what is already here. And the system is telling you, CDC is on CNN talking about, we want to quietly prepare American people for an unlikely nuclear war. That's because when it comes off, you'll be looking at CNN. What do I do? What do I do? Running around with your head cut off. Whoa, wait, wait. Those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show is up on what's going on in the world. You'll see it way before it happens. You'll be like, man, I'm not going there today. And you'll know by an event, a major, major event that happens where you go home. While everybody else will be what? Watching the Super Bowl. Doing what? Watching figure skating. Doing what? Doing whatever. Unaware. Not knowing. Regardless if it's their fault or not, still. You don't know what you don't know. So, definitely want to get you thoroughly prepared. So what I want to do is I want to open up in the last 20 minutes of the show. I want to open up for questions and comments for you all. So we're going to go first to my man Roz, and we got another caller out of South Carolina. We'll go to that caller. Let's go. So let's go to NJ, my home state. My man Roz.
Peace, peace.
Welcome to the Tando Radio Show. Peace, peace. What's up, brother? Go ahead.
And it's great to hear from you. Peace to Scotty, Thomas, brother and sister Davis as well. Yeah, I actually sent you about four articles about graphene. I compiled at least about 10 to 12 of them since the summertime. And graphene's incredible. The more I read about it, the more I find out it's like almost like a cure-all for a lot of stuff. I'm just going to read a couple of the titles of the articles I sent you, but I have about at least another possibly 10 more. Graphene
based Roz be sending me some stuff and I be missing it. I mean, he sends it to me. Go ahead, Roz. I'll tell you later.
Graphene-based armor could stop bullets by becoming harder than diamonds. That's one title. The second one, spider drinks graphene and spins a web that can hold the weight of a human. The third one, an electric revolution. New study shows a fluid-like motion of electrons within graphene. Graphene superconductive power has finally been unlocked and is crazier than we expected. It was five I sent you. Scientists made graphene carry an electrical current with zero resistance. So this is about to revolutionize everything. And the interesting part about what's happening with Asia now is it kind of reminds me of a book we read on the cows called The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy. Because everything that racist white supremacist Lothrop Stoddard spoke about in the 1920s, we're living it right now. Because he specifically spoke about Asia coming into its own and replacing the Western system. Another brother named Robert X actually just talked about China a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying things that were falling right in line with a lot of stuff you're talking about. So it's just very interesting how this is coming together, because Asia is about to really take things to another level. And it's funny that I think it was either you or Scotty was talking about how the it was Mr. Brother Davis who was talking about the highest birth rate on the continent are mixed race or mixed ethnic groups of Chinese Africans. And I see that growing because China now on the continent are going to replace white folks as far as the dominant group telling Africans what to do, those who don't have any control of their reality or who their leaders, of course, are part of the big fraternity of following whatever the system dictates. And it's interesting because my wife had a neighbor when she was growing up, and they were a Chinese-African couple, Chinese female, African male. And I told her, I said, that's a very interesting mix. They have and you know, my wife and I are adults, so she knew this family since she was a child. And I was quite taken aback because this, you're talking like 50 years. And I said, this is an interesting mix of people here as far as these neighbors that she has. They're both, their children are adults now, and they're extremely intelligent, top of their class, and in the sciences. So that, to me, was like a precursor of what I'm seeing right now. And I think that it's going to be major because if Africa or the Africans on the continent can take what they're seeing China do, which was exactly what Muammar Gaddafi was trying to do, but he pulled the switch too early, man, we can really revolutionize the direction of where we're headed on the continent. And I think as a spinoff, it'll end up affecting the global population of black people if we can get things together. Also, what I see happening on the continent too is a massive multi-pronged depopulation campaign. And what I see happening is they're going to have so many people racially dislocated from the continent that Europe is going to become Africa and Africa is going to become Europe. And not only Europe, but the Middle East as well. Because I see that they're making the continent so unpalatable just for the average citizen to survive, that they're jumping on boats to go where? To European countries. Italy, Greece, Spain, Britain, all of these places. The Libyans, they're finding boats like every other day with, you know, 200 plus people who are being enslaved and having their organs taken from them and all kinds of stuff. So you have these mass amounts of Africans leaving the continent, going to these European areas, looking for what they think is a better opportunity. You have the Europeans going into the African continent to take over and steal as much resources as humanly possible, as well as the Arabs, too. So you have, like I said, it's a multi-prong from Asia and from Europe where they're going to have a switch-off. The vast majority of Europeans are going to be on the continent. They're going to have to find a way to protect themselves from being microwaved, but white people will do it. They've been doing it for a long time. And I find that you're going to have a great portion of Africans in Europe. And I think that's – I don't know if many people have been paying attention to that, but it's just massive, massive amounts of people both dying off and being relocated, and they're being relocated completely off the continent. So that's what I see shift happening as far as that's concerned. And I wanted to know, because this just came out from what I saw today, that Oprah Winfrey is seriously considering running for president in 2020, which I thought was going to come down the pike at some point. I'm like, they weren't. They didn't allow her to amass the amount of money that she's amassed and do the things that she did without setting her up for something bigger down the road. I think after what happened with Obama, they got this psychopath Trump in office. Not that Obama's not a psychopath himself, as far as his murder game is concerned. But ultimately, that's going to set
up. Worse than Trump.
Exactly. Yep. And I think that's going to set up for either Hillary Clinton or Oprah Winfrey to become the next president. Now, all of this is just to say that this is all going to be a distraction because, like you said, while people are watching Empire and watching the Super Bowl and watching the Olympics, they're going to also be watching, oh, my gosh, the first black female president. Oh, my gosh, the most psychopathic female president. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. So when you think about that, it's really a distraction. The same way we were distracted by Obama, you're going to be distracted by Oprah Winfrey. And again, people are going to assume she has power she doesn't have, not realizing that the same powerful people in the background that gave her the lifestyle that she's attained to this point are the same people that are going to be telling her what to do if she was to win the presidency. So I just think that this is all gearing up to be a massive confusing ball of nonsense that the vast majority of black people are going to ride the wave of, because they know that we've been conditioned to be emotional. And if you put a black person in front of us, we're going to automatically assume that they're for us, just because, like Scotty always says, they assume that all skin folk are kinfolk, which is not the truth. And as far as I'm concerned, Oprah Winfrey is one of the most confused victims of white supremacy I've ever seen in the public sphere. So if she does get into office, man, the layers that we're going to have to sift through and the rabbit hole they're going to create for her to take us there is going to be legendary. So I just wanted to say that, and I'll mute my line, good brother.
Man, you know what, Roz? Well, well said, as always. And, you know, so this is all the game that always gets played. And we got to be keen of it all, this celebrity figureheads, and think about the status that will bring about. Huge. And it is a great, great play. So great, great points. And so what I want to do real quick, we got another caller out of South Carolina. Let's go to that caller. Welcome, caller out of South Carolina. You're on Tando Radio Show. What is your question or your comment?
Hey, this is Sister Davis, and I'm out of South Carolina by way of Pennsylvania. But, Raj stole my thunder. He's exactly right. That Oprah Winfrey thing, we do get each other, because great minds think alike. But, that Oprah Winfrey thing, I put a bullet hole right through that information. I could see straight through it. I had, I had my, what's the name of that movie? Not Deja Vu, the other one where they put the glasses on. They Live. I had my They Live glasses on, and I could see behind the scenes and see all the monsters that are really being cultivated underneath there.
Ooh,
but yeah,
Sister Davis.
Because they just put her in the limelight real quick to take the version. Whenever something is straight to the left, look, see what's straight to the right. Trump and probably, I call him Agent Orange, he probably didn't sign some kind of executive order yesterday while they were all watching the Golden Globes, because I didn't see not one bit of it except what was rerun today. But she is just a puppet on a string, but then we have to worry about who's holding the string, because that's just incredible. But what I wanted to key on is the food supply, because my husband and I, being truck drivers, we already know that right now is a key time, because all the warehouses of cold storage is full of fruits and vegetables, not so much perishable things like celery and things like that, but apples and tomatoes and harder fruits and vegetables like that. And as soon as that supply diminishes, there won't be no other, and then that's when it's going to really smack people in the face. Because when you go to the grocery store right now, the shelves have things on it, the fruit is provided there in the produce department and everything. But let's just think about it. Half of California, I don't want to say half, but the Napa Valley and the fertile part of California, then burned down to the roots, beyond the roots, down to the soil. And they're not going to have a spring. So come 3 or 4 months from now, when things should be coming from California, there's nothing going to be coming, because what has been salvaged, they're going to hold on to. So everything in cold storage, once that is diminished, we're not going to be able to replenish that, or it's going to be replenished very slowly. On the other key, let's look at the cold weather that went all the way down to Florida. It was snowing. It snowed in some areas of Florida, and it was cold where they have never seen cold, or even if it was cold, they only would see cold for 1 or 2 days, and they saw it for a week. Because up here in central Pennsylvania, where I'm from, and Dave is from New Jersey, so he knows how it is, it was one-digit numbers for over a week. Now, let's look at that. Come Thursday, right now today, it's 23. Last week it was 9. Thursday is supposed to be 54 degrees, which today, Monday, by Thursday in Pennsylvania, it's supposed to be the high 54. So you see how this is swinging to the right, swinging to the left. I just hope the trees don't bud. If it's 50 degrees for more than a week, we're going to have some buds on the trees. So because they've already went through that cycle of the leaves falling and the dormant, the dormant period. So they don't know. They just trees. They're just going to try to recover it, but generally it could reboot. And that's going to kill another part of the harvest. And then a lot of the fruits and vegetables that had that cold snap that went all the way down to Florida, maybe not Miami, but down in Florida and further south, they got ruined. And some of the waters froze where they do the fishing and things. So, you know, it's a whole series of events that's about to hit in about the next 6 months. Even if nothing else, even if no other major disaster happens, that disaster is going to happen. Right now, I want somebody on this phone to tell me how much they charge. You went to the store and bought a tomato if it was under $2 a pound. Because in my area, I went to 3 grocery stores and found no tomatoes under $2.50 a pound. When I ate my salad, I opened a jar of tomatoes that were in a jar, like you use for spaghetti, because I said, I'm not paying that. So, you know, we need to understand that there's a lot of little hidden, and as the truck drivers or any of the truck drivers on this call, we all know that everything is in cold storage, everything is in warehouses, because, you know, Walmarts and all those stores, we bring that stuff east, west, north, or south. But as soon as that replenishes, that next group is not going to be full tractor trailers. It's not going to be what it was. And I don't know when it's going to then recover, because if it's something that's further coming down the pike, this is where we need to put boots on the ground. And that's what I wanted to say.
Man, Sister Davis, well said, as always. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Man, make sure y'all getting prepared for this, because I do see a military strike happening. And I'm going to tell you, once you go into this type of war, everything gets commandeered. They take over they take over the airlines, they take over food, they take over everything. And you got to think about it, you got troops all over the world, and they could be trapped, not be able to get back. And that's going to be a major problem for those of us, especially in our community. So listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Make sure before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out, we'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Bragg.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.